All right, so Derrick Rose in the Hall of Fame. It's a question that's been sparking some pretty heated debates. I mean, does he deserve a spot?
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? Because you're talking about a guy, D. Rose, incredible talent, no doubt. But his career arc, well, it's not your typical Hall of Fame story.
And that's what we're diving into today. Using this YouTube video essay as our guide, we're going to unpack it all. The meteoric rise, those devastating injuries. Really trying to understand what his legacy, what it really means.
And you hit the nail on the head there, those injuries. The video, it actually makes a strong case against Rose's induction, saying his prime, while spectacular, was just too short. They even compare him to like Bill Walton, Willis Reed, other one-time MVPs, but guys who had, longer stretches at that elite level.
It's that what if that gets you, right? You saw those flashes of brilliance, the dominance. But can a few seasons, even MVP caliber seasons, outweigh a career cut short?
Right, and then you get into the stats. And the video, they don't shy away from that. They bring up this basketball reference model. Yeah. And get this, it gives Rose a really low chance, like really low, of making the Hall. Lower than some guys who haven't even come close to an MVP.
So statistically, it's not looking good.
Well, these models, they're not perfect, right? But they do factor in a ton of data. Yeah.
Of course. But what about, the eye test? Anyone who saw this guy play, even for a little bit, you knew there was something special there, electrifying.
Absolutely. And that's where the arguments for his induction, they shift away from the numbers and it becomes about the
The
intangibles.
intangible.
Exactly. Like the video points out that even years after his prime, Rose's popularity, it was still huge. I mean, huge E. There's this 2018 ESPN poll they cite. He ranked higher than guys like, get this, Tom Brady, Venus Williams.
Whoa, hold on, Tom Brady. That's saying something. What is it about Rose that resonates so much, even with people who aren't like diehard basketball fans?
It's a great question. And the video, they highlight the respect he gets from other players. They actually call it the most talented player narrative
Oh, yes.
because you hear it over and over from guys who shared the court with him. Like Rajon Rondo, he said Rose was the most talented player he ever played with.
And Rondo played with some incredible talent.
Exactly. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, LeBron James.
So the respect from his peers, that's huge. And it makes you think maybe those who saw him up close, his speed, his creativity, maybe they have a different perspective than just looking at career averages.
100%. They saw firsthand how he could just like change the momentum of a game, how he impacted the league in a way that the stats they don't always capture. The video even compares him to like music icons, Kurt Cobain, Tupac, legacies tied to a specific moment in time, tragically cut short at their peak.
It's like, because we never saw Rose decline.
Right.
The image, it's frozen in time, young, explosive D. Rose. That's got to count for something.
And that plays into what the video calls the rock star theory.
Okay, I like this. The rock star theory.
Right, the idea that sometimes the narrative around a player, how their career unfolds, how it resonates with people, it can be just as impactful, if not more so, than just pure longevity or stats.
So we've got these compelling arguments on both sides. But
Right.
let's shift gears for a second
Yeah.
and talk about the Hall of Fame itself. How does basketball's Hall of Fame compare to, say, baseball or football? Because that context feels important here.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's important to remember each sport's Hall of Fame. It's got its own like personality, its own way of measuring greatness. And the video, they actually point out that basketball, it's historically been a bit, well, more forgiving, I guess.
More forgiving, you mean like easier to get in?
Kinda, yeah. Like they mention that, and this is pretty wild. No NBA MVP has ever been left out of the Hall of Fame. Yeah, so that's a pretty strong precedent for Rose, right?
It is.
But then you look at baseball, for example. You've got a bunch of MVPs who haven't got it in.
Interesting.
Some of it, sure, it's the steroid era, but still, it shows you how different sports they view legacy in different ways.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, okay, maybe basketball has a lower bar, historically speaking. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, the voting process, right? Who are these people deciding who gets in and who doesn't?
Right. It's not like, fans just vote online or something. The video actually breaks down the process and it's pretty interesting.
Okay, yeah, tell me about it.
So you have this 24-person committee, right? And they vote on the finalists.
Okay.
And it's a mix. You've got Hall of Famers themselves,
Wow.
NBA executives, media members, like real basketball experts.
So to get in, you got to impress them.
You got to win over a whole panel, not just the fans.
Yeah.
And you need at least 18 votes. So a pretty solid majority.
So Rose's popularity, I mean, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Especially among players. That's got to count for something.
Well, it's a million-dollar question. And it's something the video really grapples with.
Yeah, I bet.
It's possible, right? That his style of play, that on-court charisma, it left a mark on those who saw it firsthand. More so than, you know, maybe someone with flashier stats, but less, I don't know, excitement.
It's like the committee members, many of them, they're former players.
Yeah.
They remember that feeling, right?
Yeah.
Watching Rose break ankles, electrify a crowd, you don't get that from a box score.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole debate so fascinating. We're talking about, like, objective measures, points per game. And then these subjective elements, you know, impact, narrative, the stories we tell.
Right.
How do you quantify cultural influence? How do you measure the wow factor?
Yeah, it's tough. It's almost like we're at this crossroads, right?
Yeah.
How do we define greatness in basketball?
Totally.
On one hand, you have longevity, stats, all that. And then you have Rose, this incredible talent, what could have been story. But it's a story that captures the imagination, even if it was short-lived.
And that's the thing, right? That shortened prime, it's heartbreaking, but it also adds to the mystique.
It does.
That rock star theory we talked about, it wouldn't be as powerful if we'd seen him, you know, slowly decline.
Right.
His legacy, it's preserved in this, like, almost mythical way.
It really is like trying to bottle up, I don't know, lightning or something. You can analyze it, study it. But sometimes it's just about being there in that moment. Mm. Feel that raw power.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe that's what Rose's MVP season was, this force of nature, you can't fully explain it.
And it makes you think about how we talk about players like Rose, right? Inspiring a whole generation. It wasn't just the wins, the stats. It was the way he played, that fearlessness. You could argue that impact, it went way beyond any box score.
Absolutely. He made it cool to be a floor general again.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, let's be real. This whole debate, it comes down to the Hall of Fame committee. We can talk about Rose's impact. But will they see it the same way?
That's the big question, right? We've talked about how basketball's Hall of Fame, it's been more inclusive historically.
Yeah, right.
But there's always this tension, you know, honoring the legends of the past and recognizing those who might change the game in ways we don't even fully get yet.
It's like, are we celebrating achievements or are we telling the story of the sport? Rose, he makes us ask those questions.
He does.
So where does that leave us? I mean, after all this, D. Rose, Hall of Fame, yes or no?
You know, I think that's the beauty of it all.
Well,
we don't have a definitive answer.
Mm.
What we've done is explore his legacy, challenge some assumptions, and hopefully, you know, got some people thinking.
For sure. For sure. Derrick Rose, he's a puzzle, maybe with some pieces missing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make the whole picture any less captivating.
Not at all.
He made us feel something when he stepped on that court. And that's got to count for something.
Absolutely. Hall of Fame or not, his story reminds us. Sometimes greatness, you can't just measure it with trophies or stats.
Yeah.
It's about those moments that give you goosebumps.
Right.
The players who redefine what's possible and those legacies that just, they stay with you.
Well said. Well said. All right, everyone listening, we want to know, what do you think? D. Rose, Hall of Fame, yes or no? Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going.